Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
NFC North champions.
TJ?
Yes?
I know you got a big head, but you didn't have to undo that. It would have fit over. There you go.
No, it was already undone.
I don't believe
I
it.
I had to snap it back. Yes.
TJ is going to look the part, too, here. He's wearing a... What does that shirt say?
These glasses are about to look.
It's the one they had in the locker room, ready to roll. NFC North champions. That's how you know he's got backstage pass.
NFC North champs, yeah.
Uh-huh. Boy, those glasses are screaming.
Yeah.
If you tune in on Twitch, you will see all of us decked out for the double-digit disco because the Lions not only won the division, they did it in style, an emphatic win against the Minnesota Vikings. It was billed as the biggest regular season game in NFL history, and the Lions... It took care of business, TJ. TJ Lang in studio for the 9 o'clock hour. You can't do the sunglasses, huh?
No, I can't do the sunglasses.
Okay.
Told you. That's a big melon.
That was how late I stayed up. It's already a little off right now.
Yeah. Well, some people were saying they were the hangover glasses, so, I mean, you might need them, yeah.
It's the visine glasses to hide what's going on. No, what a game, though. John, you and I were texting kind of a couple hours before the game, and... You know, hey, how we feeling? You know, both of us obviously watching film, kind of breaking it down. And I think both of us nailed it, you know? I think both of us said at some point, man, just the more I think about it, I'm kind of feeling a 10-point win. I didn't see a 22-point win, but and then, you know, just Sam Darnold kind of, like, it feels like he's going to start reminding people who he is.
Yeah.
And I know he's had an incredible season. I'm not taking anything away from what he's done, especially over the past, call it 2 months, but... That just looked like one of those games where Detroit had the experience, not only from last year and going to the NFC Championship game and guys playing in big-time games, but even this year, and we used to go – how often have we talked about a lot of the fourth downs that they were going for earlier in the year and getting those reps in, getting that experience to where you have to have it in a playoff-type game, who's going to be calm? Who's going to be poised? Who's going to be able to make a play when we have to have it, when our backs are against the wall and it is a must-have? I think all those things – last week, you know, Dan Campbell took a lot of slack for playing his guys in San Francisco. Yep. His guys getting out there, getting some valuable reps, especially on defense, and getting that experience of playing in a primetime game and – knowing what it's like to have to claw a little bit and fight and scramble your way back into a game like that. You can't convince me that all those things didn't play into that win last night. And I thought, look, the defense was obviously incredible. But you could tell Sam Darnold in first half, he was airmailing a lot of throws. He was airmailing a lot. And I know that they were probably putting some of those on Jefferson but Hawkinson kind of gator armed one a little bit. I know it was high, but you could tell he was like, this is where I hurt my knee last
where
year.
Is me Kirby Joseph?
Exactly, yeah. Right? And I thought the defensive game plan was incredible. It looked like they were playing with their hair on fire offense, you know, and they let the offense, they gave them time there to where it took until the second half, but hey, we'll give you time to figure it out a little bit. We'll keep treading water. and then you guys start to bury him. That's exactly what happened, man. It was an incredible night at Ford Field.
In regards to Darnold's performance, now he didn't throw the interceptions, but I felt like he was trying to – he was being super cautious with where he was putting the ball. And by trying to overcompensate, I don't want to throw an interception, so I'm gonna throw it, and he airmails one across the middle to T.J. Hockenson. He overthrew Justin Jefferson how many times in the end zone?
Yeah.
Like, he was trying to put
back-to-back
the ball, where he knew it wouldn't be intercepted, but he made it impossible for the best receiver in football to even catch it.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of that, too, was Aaron Glenn's game plan. And even talking with Anzalone after the game, he's like, you know, a lot of teams are scared to challenge these receivers. Like, they just want to play off, and they're in their head, it's just don't get beat deep, right? Like, don't let them behind me. You could tell the game plan yesterday, let's get up on these guys. Let's play physical. Let's get at the line of scrimmage and kind of get under them a little bit. Because you know that the quarterback is going to have that mindset in a big game where it's, I can't turn the ball over. So I think that the game plan met the execution, which was beautiful to see, right? Because that's the thing. When you dominate football games, it's not just, oh, the coach called a great game, or, oh, the players made some incredible play. It's both things coming together, and that's what it looked like last night. And you could definitely tell you nailed it. Sam Darnold did not want to put that ball in harm's way, which it was out of his style. I mean, all season he was the guy, hey, I'll force it into tight windows and trust my guys to go make plays. Last night you could tell, obviously, in a game of that magnitude, was hesitant, right? If I miss here, it could be a big play, right? Which played exactly into the Lions' hands and basically exactly how they wanted Sam Darnold to play.
As a former player, now that you don't get a chance to experience anymore, is there any better feeling as we think about it in terms of the defense, being able to impose your will on an offense? Is there any better feeling when you take the field and through 60 minutes, you know that you have physically dominated and imposed your will on an individual or on a defense?
Yeah.
Is there any better feeling?
Any better feeling in the world or in football world?
In the football world. Yes. No, we'll get to Decker. I tell you what. Hey, let's go there. There might be a better feeling. Here's Taylor Decker.
Yeah.
So to your answer, yes. But on the football field?
On the football field, especially when you play a team like that. And I'm telling you, I can't give you any quotes, but there was a sense around this Lions team that just had like some, I'm not going to say ill will, but there was something that they believed Minnesota fraudulent, right? They're more of a finesse team. When it comes down to, you know, they're kind of a Tyson and Jake Paul, like, hey, we're going to jab you and try to get cute, where they're like the Tommy Hearns and Hagler, just we're going to throw absolute haymakers and just, you know, abuse you and be violent and play physical. And I think that I got that sense throughout the past week about this Lions team. And you're right. When you go out there and you prove it, there's nothing more validating in the world of football, right? You can talk about it all you want, but unless you actually go out there and do it, it doesn't mean anything. Last night, especially when, like we said, it took the offense a while to get going, but when they started going in the second half, it was abuse there, especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, the way that offensive line was moving around, the way Sam LaPorta was burying Van Ginkle
on that touchdown,
on some of those runs.
I've watched it 100 times if I watched it once.
Amazing, incredible. Yeah. But that's the style of football that wins you games. That's a style of football that is sustainable throughout December and January when you get into those games. I think there was a part of them that was like, hey, Minnesota's getting all this love. Let's go prove what actually wins football games, right? And they played their exact style of football.
You're 14-2. The Vikings were 14-2. And to your point, they weren't fraudulent in regards to being 14-2, but the
just
path to get to 14-2 was much different. This was a first place schedule that the Lions were playing because they won the division last year.
You're right.
It was a last place schedule that the Vikings were playing. So the path to get there was much different. The obstacles were much different. And I just think it all showed. When you are being pushed all season long, even if it's by a team that's not as good as you, but they're still a 14-win team, and you match up at the end of the year, whether it's the Eagles, and they obviously fell by the wayside a couple of weeks ago, but you are being pressed to do things better every single week. It paid off last night.
No doubt. It's iron sharpens iron, right? Yeah. You're going to learn everything from playing the other first-place teams. You're going to learn a lot about yourself, more importantly. And I think that, you know, playing that schedule and having to play some of these tough games and, you know, San Fran obviously wasn't the team that everybody thought they were going to be this year, but going out on the road last week and kind of proving to yourself, hey, we can do this, man. Like, it's not always going to look pretty, but we got the dogs here, man. We got the guys that are just going to figure it out, be resilient, be persistent, just and go out there and find a way to win. You learn a lot about yourself, especially now with the 17-game season, when you play that type of schedule. And, man, it just it's – I'm just so glad – I was so worried on Friday – you know, because you're all thinking like, okay, obviously we want to win. You know, John, we talked ourselves into, hey, we're. But then there's part of you like, what if we do lose? Like, I don't even want to think about a 14-3 team, and we're talking about it as kind of being not a failure, but like a disappointment.
Yeah, having to go to go out to the West Coast.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! Yesterday I woke up like I can't get on another flight back to the West Coast. I know you weren't here last week. I don't know if Casa told you my West Coast hotel story, but
no.
We'll do it off air. But all those things, and then you realize exactly what Coach said. Hey, you reminded yourselves and you reminded everybody exactly who you are.
Yep.
Right? And that, man, there's no better feeling, especially rolling into the playoffs. You haven't had a bye week since October, right? I know you had a long weekend after Green Bay, but to get some guys back healthy and just sit some of these veterans down, it just played into it was perfection last night.
The buildup to this game was great.
No doubt.
Meaningful football game, as meaningful a regular season game the league has ever seen.
Yes.
TJ, coming up next. How much does it mean? We'll get to that, what it means for the Super Bowl, what it means for their route, what it means. You've already kind of touched on it with the bye week, but we'll explore that more. And we've got phone calls. You guys are welcome. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. It's a victory Monday. It's a division winning Monday, and they've got the one seed. It's 97-1.
Hey, it's wintry driving season again, and we hope that you're all getting to work safely, but it's a time of year where reckless drivers are everywhere. They can't seem to keep their own cars under control. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or any time of the year, you need an injury attorney who's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now and speak with David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
An Aaron Glenn masterpiece. And I thought an underrated part of that game was Dan Campbell intimidating Kevin O'Connell. You know Detroit's going for it on fourth down, so Minnesota's first trip to the red zone, they go for it. Out of character for them, they don't get it. Then they kick a field goal the second time, but they're trailing at that point.
Yeah.
And they were very inconsistent with their fourth down decisions, whereas Detroit scored touchdowns on drives with fourth downs.
Yeah.
I thought Dan Campbell outcoached him. I think Dan Campbell's a coach of the year.
And do they lead the league? Like, is that a record how many touchdowns they've scored on a fourth down this year?
It's got to be.
I mean, it's got just like 8 or 9, I feel like, at least.
I don't know. You have to go to the stats that you and I have been talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, probably. I mean, but you're right. And that's why we've talked about every week, and I know I mentioned it already to start the show, but when you go for it on some of these fourth downs, you're building that kind of memory bank of, okay, high-pressure situation. Got to have it. Do you want to wait until a game that cost the one seed in the division, or maybe wait until you get to the playoffs to try to go for some of those? Dan Campbell, and look, not all of them have worked, but when they go for it on fourth down, you can see a different type of composure with that team because they have the experience of doing it.
Well,
last night you saw against Minnesota goes, like you mentioned, Jim, against their identity. Didn't have a lot of reps. Not who they are. They're not an aggressive team that goes for it on fourth down a whole lot of times. Obviously looked a lot more uncomfortable than the Lions did, and I think a lot of that has to do with the experience of them doing that so often throughout the season.
Well, how about just the mentality that the opponents have to play with in terms of the defense against the Lions offense, where, hey, it's 4th and 2. All Dan Campbell needs to do is kick a field goal to go up 3 scores, yet he lines up like he's going for it, and the defense jumps offside to give you a free first down. You go in and score a touchdown. Like, I mean, that in and of itself is worth the cost of doing business all season long of it's fourth down. We're just it's a no-brainer. We're going for it.
Dan Campbell's reputation precedes itself. Yeah. No, I thought he stuffed Kevin O'Connell in a locker. I really think he intimidated him. I think he outcoached him, and the Lions won that game going away. Now, the question is, before we get to these phones, TJ, how meaningful is that? That performance from the defense, does it translate to the playoffs? Having the one seed, I mean, they're the Super Bowl favorites today. How meaningful was that win?
Yeah. Huge. I mean, and look, those guys on defense needed that confidence boost, right? They know the month of December they let up the most points in the NFL, right? I think it was over 30 points a game. Yeah. They heard people talking. Obviously, you could tell after the game, you listen to some of those post-game interviews, Decker mentioned it, Anzalone mentioned it, a couple other guys mentioned it. Hey, everybody's kind of been, you know, bashing on our defense, and hey, are you guys good enough to do the whole thing? Right, they took that personal. But I also think they needed that confidence boost of reminding themselves that we can do it with the players that we have. So you're definitely going to carry that into the playoffs. You're definitely going to feel better getting a week's rest, right, with some of the veteran guys that they've had that have been playing through a lot of injuries. Like we talked about, it's been a long time since you got that full week off. I know Coach is going to take care of them. And obviously, yes, if you're going to play Philly, if you're going to play Minnesota again or Green Bay, would you rather have it at home? Hell yeah, you would, right? So it's a massive difference, but I think it's a massive confidence boost for the defense, and I think it's a massive confidence boost for your offense because maybe the mindset was, we got to go score 40 points. Our defense is shorthanded. You watch your defense have a performance like that against a high-scoring offense in Minnesota, who's playing
takes
really
a
good
pressure
football.
Off.
Hell yeah, it does. It makes it picks up the level, I think, for the entire team. So a performance like that, you can't look at and say, oh, it's a one-off. Minnesota had a bad night. No, we kicked their ass. This is who we are. We figured it out. Let's keep rolling into the playoffs.
As big as you think that win was, I think it's bigger. Like, however big you think that game is out there, I want to tell you it's even more important than you realize. TJ, you're right. It's the rest. They're going to get some guys back. Terrion Arnold said he's in the boot but plans to play the first playoff game. 2 weeks is probably a big reason.
Yeah.
David Montgomery, same deal. And then pave the path.
Carlton Davis, I know maybe a chance. I think when his initial injury was 6 to 8. I mean, it's been, what, 4 or 5? So you
give yourself a chance.
Maybe, right? Yeah.
Give yourself a chance.
Exactly.
And think about this. They will have that week off. Then they will face the worst remaining NFC team by seeding. If they win that game, they will host the NFC title game. That's how quick it turns around where you're playing to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
TJ.
It's one less game. You got to win.
Last 10 years, the team that hosts the NFC title, 8-2. 80% shot to advance to the Super Bowl. Now that you're there, how about Aiden? How about Barnes? How about Carlton? How about being in a game to win the Super Bowl with reinforcements on the way? You mentioned it. The offense is the best in football, and they did perk up. If the defense gives them even more cushion, they're the Super Bowl favorite right now. To me, yesterday cemented that, and that's not a small thing.
Yeah.
That's a huge deal.
No, I'm with you. I think that, and that's exactly the performance that they needed, right? If you go out and win the way you won the first game, hey, we're down 10, and then we claw back, and then we give up a lead late, right? Of course, you're feeling great about a win. There's a different level of confidence and swagger that comes with the style of football you played last night and the way that you just wore them down. There's a different confidence that comes with that.
This is statistically the greatest division in the history of football, and the Lions went 6-0 and won it with no doubt. I mean, what the hell is that?
And that's I played in this division for 10 years, and this is not an easy division to win. Clearly, it took 15 wins to do it this year, right?
It's amazing.
To go out there and do it back-to-back years.
And how about setting the tone going into the playoffs? Like you mentioned, you go out there and you put a performance like that together. Now, can you imagine if it's, let's just say, Philly beats Green Bay, but Washington beats Tampa?
Yeah.
You'd play Washington. Can you imagine being a rookie quarterback?
Who would you root for?
Oh, it's like a Stoney moment? Like Eagles or the Lions?
Yeah, not even a question. It would be the Lions. There's no question about that. But
Come on. You're a decorated member of that organization, John.
Yeah, and after 10 years, they said goodbye. Trust me, there's still some feelings.
Or like Dan Campbell told Kevin O'Connell, man, hey, see you in a couple weeks, right?
John,
very good possibility.
You do have a Washington blazer. I've never seen your Lions blazer.
I did not have the career at Detroit that I had at Washington.
How about we work in some phone calls, guys? Go ahead. TJ, if you got another thought.
No, just saying, like, every year you always look at some teams that there's a quote, you know, oh, they're kind of limping in the playoffs, right? Last night was like, we're going in the playoffs full speed, man.
Yeah.
We got our identity back, man. Yeah. We're rolling. We got confidence. Sometimes when you're playing like that, it's like, we got to wait 2 more weeks. Obviously, everybody likes the bye week, but remember last year, like Philly, right? getting beat up the last half of the season. Yeah. Man, they're limping into the playoffs. You see what happens. Last night was one of those like, we're going to the playoffs full speed.
You got that diesel cranking, both smokestacks just rolling downhill.
Let's get
out.
This thing going.
And I want to get out in front of this, the whole, well, I don't know about the bye. The last time they came off a bye week, they played the Dallas Cowboys. Did we see any rust in that game?
No.
Okay.
No.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Linda in Detroit. Linda, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, I used to feed the Lions. I think it might have been in 2006. They never won. My job was to feed the visiting team and the Lions. And I would be on the elevator sometimes with the guys, and I want to knock the earring out their ear and tell them to play football. But now, Dan Campbell, oh, my God. I just love my guys. They are playing. And if you notice, when Dan Campbell had that talk with them in that locker room last week, you didn't hear a peep out of them. They were focused. And I knew they had this. And the night when he went in there and he told them who they were, you heard them celebrating everything. But I want them to get back focused. We got this. I am just, I can't even hold back the tears. I am just so excited.
Yeah. Should be. Yeah, should be.
And the perspective, I mean, she's one of many who can remember those losing days.
Oh, yeah. And she got a chance to see it up close and personal.
Who do you want to go to next, John? We got a bunch of people. Who interests you most here?
Let's see here. Let's talk to Joe, because this was a big moment in the game and a big moment for Jahmyr Gibbs.
Joe and Grosseal, good morning.
Hey, guys. What I think's been overlooked a little bit is Gibbs did 95% of his damage after he was absolutely lit up by Van Ginkle on that screen pass. I didn't think he was coming back to the game. He did not miss one single play. What he did after taking that hit is unbelievable to me. To me, he's the best running back in football right now, bar none.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's a superstar, man.
Yeah.
He is.
I mean, to be able to get up, and the statement that makes it itself, like, that's the best you got? Hey, nice hit. Let me show you what else I have.
And he did.
Yes, he certainly did.
Absolutely did. An underrated play we haven't talked about, but we got a ton of ticket text about it. Right before the half, how big of a gift was that kick
out of bounds? Oh, my goodness. God.
And you knew right away they're going to have a chance now.
Yeah. Oh, you had a feeling. I think there was 20 seconds.
Yes.
You had a timeout in your
one
pocket.
One timeout, yep.
You know Minnesota's getting the ball out of halftime, so you're thinking, hey, they're definitely not going to go out there and take a knee. Like, Dan can't. That's not their DNA. Clearly, when they kicked it out of bounds, gives you a momentum boost.
Yeah, you get the ball to 40.
Like, and it's so frustrating. You know, John, you remember, like, when you go on a big drive and then the kicker misses an extra point. Or you get some momentum back, and then he kicks it out of bounds.
Right.
It's like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, come on. But if you're the Lions, you're absolutely right. I mean, that switch there, end of the first half to start the second half, Minnesota's got a chance to double up, kept into a field goal, and then you get those 3 points right back going into halftime. A lot of times, that's the difference in the game. I know a lot of people will think about a third down or, hey, fourth quarter, you'll think about some plays, but the players, coaches, when you get in there, it's like the game is won and lost a lot of times at that key position there. How did we end the first half? How did we start the second half? We either pulled away or, man, the other team pulled away, and it was just too much to rebound from.
A lot of coaches talk about the 8-minute game, and it's the 4 minutes leading into halftime, and it's the 4 minutes coming out of halftime.
Yeah.
And can you win those 8 minutes? And if you can, obviously, you know, it's momentum going into halftime. It's momentum coming out of halftime, and it will last you.
Yeah, it does. And for Minnesota to get the ball coming out of half, I think they went for it on a fourth down, right? And they ended up getting stuffed. That kept the momentum on your side. It was so important yesterday to get off to a good start. I know there wasn't a lot of scoring in the first half, but the Buffalo game, when Buffalo started touchdown, 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 you could feel the energy out of that building. It was leaking out of that building a little bit, like nervous, like, okay, what is going on? Come on. Yesterday was so important to just keep it tight, keep battling, you know, give yourself time to figure it out, because the energy in that building was incredible. I don't know if they showed it on TV, but it looked like most of the time Sam Darnold was like in the huddle screaming his lungs out,
yeah,
trying to get the play call out. And some of the adjustments he was trying to make, with like screaming his lungs out. And you could see guys looking around kind of confused a lot. A lot of that had to do with the way you started that game, kept it tight in the first half, and let Ford Field just do its thing.
We want to hear more about that environment. We can do that coming up next. TJ, I know you also got a grin out of Minnesota trying to buy their way into a presence there. We'll talk about that, too. It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. And I can't say enough about what First Merchants Bank is and does for you on a daily basis. They stepped up big for me as I just sold a home, bought a home, and the entire process. And it's the entire reason why I bank with First Merchants. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They're going to sit down with you and figure out what is the best financial plan for your unique situation. And when you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to the highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well. It's where they live and work. And they volunteer and donate to local causes to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of a 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
TJ's out holding court. We'll get his thoughts on Minnesota buying 2,000 tickets.
Parade around the office. Look at my new T-shirt. Look at the fact, they gave me sunglasses, but they won't fit my head.
Got a big head.
Yes. Head!
Let's get some phone calls while we let TJ work his way back into the studio. You guys are waiting. Tyler in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
So, first of all, I want to shout out to Aaron Glenn. I feel like I'm the only one that wasn't surprised that defense was gonna play that way because the quarterback is Sam Darnold. I get he's been playing good all year, but he's still Sam Darnold. Like, I wasn't worried at all. As soon as I seen him airmailing passes to Justin Jefferson, the best wide receiver in the league, I'm like, yeah, we're good. Because he's not. He. I can see it in his face, his eyes. I know his heart was beating probably at 180 beats per minute last night. Cause it's just like, I'm like, yeah, this isn't the moment. He's been in this moment and has failed terribly every single time. Even coming in as a backup, it's Sam Darnold.
And it's on Aaron Glenn, though, because he had played so much better this season, right? Like, two things can be true. I think the moment was too big for Sam Darnold, clearly. But I also think Detroit blitzed a ton. And he was someone who would hold the ball for a while. True. They knew they could get to him, throw him off, get him with happy feet. And he was a mess yesterday.
Yeah. What, 18 for 42, 43?
Yeah, and I thought I saw like 1-9 in the red zone or like 2-9 in the red zone. Just brutal.
He was just trying to be so cautious. He didn't want to throw the big pick, which prevented him from throwing any big receptions. There are a lot of times with Justin Jefferson, you just put it in the zip code and he's going to go get it. And to think that you couldn't connect with him in those moments, he's had a great season. There's no question about it. For what he has been through, the start of his career, signing a one-year deal, and you saw him going to the locker room. I think they showed it after last week's game. That team loves him, but he is limited.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a stat now. Lions played man coverage 67% of the time, which is a lot more than they've been playing the last couple
especially
weeks.
Especially against those receivers.
Coverage.
Yep.
And the times where Sam Darnold had over 4 seconds, he was 1 of 9 passing.
Wow.
So that's both. I mean, that's coverage, that's being physical down line, that's sticking with your guy, but that's also Sam Darnold hesitating, right?
Yep.
Don't want to force this pass, right? Don't want to make a mistake, which all goes, obviously, like you said, into Aaron Glenn's game plan that he had for those guys.
Hey, you were having fun on social media with the Vikings buying up some tickets, trying to create an atmosphere. So tell people what you thought,
Well, look, first of all, I think it was a cool gesture. I'm not going to, I'll give Minnesota props on that. Them getting their fans opportunities to come out. Lions fans obviously don't need that. They take over stadiums no matter where the games are at.
Yeah, they don't need a bankroll. They can do it themselves.
It was kind of cute. Like, oh, look at, you know, hey, we're going to have a presence there. I don't know if they showed it on TV. I didn't see a lot of purple there at all last night. Maybe people were wearing neutral colors for a game like that. But it was kind of, it was like, okay, that's cute. Like, you know, you want to, you have to like incentivize your fans to travel to one of the biggest games.
In the history of the franchise,
in the history of the NFL, one of the biggest regular season games. You know what I mean? Like, there's a part of you as the fan that's, Lions fans don't need a handout. They don't need, like, oh, can you buy tickets for us? Like, you know what I mean? These people do whatever they can to go travel and help their team on the road. So when I saw that with Minnesota, it was a great, a cool gesture by ownership, don't get me wrong, but it kind of felt like they were trying to buy their way into having a presence at Ford Field, which is kind of seemed a little corny to me.
And you're missing the best part. Like, I think it's a cool gesture by the team. I think it was pathetic that the fans that did get the discount, some of them
turn around
sold
selling
the
them.
Tickets. Yeah. How pathetic are you of a fan? Your team gives you a gift, a disc heavily discounted 20% of what the face value or for the secondary market value was, and you don't even go?
Yeah,
you sell it?
The irony of that coming from a guy who would have sold, you know, preseason tickets or training camp tickets.
Oh, cookies?
Yeah, cookies, yeah. Yeah. If he had training camp tickets, he would have sold them.
Cheap.
He said he would.
Cheap bastard.
So you see what this stuff's going for, man?
I'm never going to blame a fan if you can make a ton of money and you know, help yourself out.
No, but the idea that like these tickets were going for $1,000 a pop, the team buys them, gives them to you for $200, and
then
you go, I'm going to stab my own team in the back and let a Lions fan go at a cheap price.
And some of them were season ticket holders.
Yeah, a lot of them were supposed to be season ticket holders. Anyway, 248-539-9797. Mark, you want to talk atmosphere? It's 97.1.
Yes, this is Mark. I drove down from the UP for the game. I have not missed one since December of 2022. Here's a few things I love. I love that the Vikings wasted $2 million on those tickets. I love that our crowd showed up. I love that we held Jefferson to 3 catches. And I feel like Amik Robinson's quote after the game has got to be the new quote for the Detroit Lions. They tried to bury me, but you can't bury what comes from the effing dirt. That place showed up and showed out yesterday. That was awesome.
It's a hell of a quote.
You know what I mean? I love Amik Robertson too, man.
Yeah.
His play style. You obviously could tell, you know, sometimes the players, you go to the coach and you're like, give me this guy one-on-one, right? I want to challenge myself. I want to challenge him. I think I got a great chance. It's a good matchup. And you could tell that they obviously gave Amik Robertson his wish, right? He was matched up with Jefferson a lot that game, and his scrappiness and physicality at the line of scrimmage and sticking with him and just being one of those little like gnats that you cannot get rid of. You swat at him 1,000 times and he's just right on your hip the entire game. And the energy that he brings too, man. Like he's been massively underrated part of that defense. And I know he hasn't had the numbers, so to say, with maybe the interceptions or the PBUs, but the style of football that he plays with. I think with coaches that are former players, there's some guys on your team that remind you of yourself when you're playing. Yeah. Offense, Dan Campbell, I think that's more of like the Brock Wright, Dan Skipper, hey, unsung heroes, guys that are just going to go figure out a way to grind. I think Amik Robertson's that way with Aaron Glenn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not a huge dude, but he's just going to scrap. He's going to play physical. He's going to bring some energy and the juice to that defense. He was huge last night. And you're right. What he said after the game, man, they tried to bury me. You know, you guys helped me out. But that was awesome. I got goosebumps when I heard him say that. And that's the attitude that you need to have. Somehow, even a 15-2 football team can still have that underdog mentality, right? It starts with guys like Amik Robertson, some of those guys that just have to go do the dirty work.
Well, and that's what we heard when they signed him from the Raiders. You know, that this they were disappointed to lose him because he's got a little bit of that dog in him, and we saw that dog come out and bark last night.
I didn't realize this until yesterday. He had played against Justin Jefferson going back to high school. So you talk about not being intimidated. Like, TJ, how many corners in football do you feel comfortable saying, you got Jefferson today, one-on-one, man. You said man coverage like 2/3 of the time. There's not many corners in the league that you would say, you got this, dude.
Yep, shaking in their boots a little bit.
Right. And
not Amik.
And he's a dog. I mean, he went out there and played like it.
Yeah, he did.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Alex in Lansing. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up those tickets that Minnesota bought. Monday night Seattle game, I was there courtesy of Vetix, won some tickets. Now, lightning struck twice for me. I was able to go last night's game with Vetix as well. The difference was my first game, they had presented by Detroit Lions. Yesterday's tickets were presented by Minnesota Vikings and were the visiting seat. My entire section was all Lions fan, and we were all cracking up about it.
So you're the beneficiary of that $2 million, eh? Yeah.
That sounds like it.
Sounds like it.
Appreciate the phone call, Alex. We'll get some more phone calls in the mix on this. Plus some news today. Today is Black Monday. Coaches that are fired, and maybe more importantly, coaches that weren't. We'll get some updates on that next. It's 97.1.
Hey, your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and you can get there faster than you think. All you got to do is give Ideal You a call. Go to idealyou.us right now, and you can lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution is to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, Ideal You works, and it works fast. I lost 10 in the first 10 days. I lost 50 in the 40. And I got to be honest with you, I've been able to keep it off. And not only that, but I've been able to lose 20 more. So I'm down 70 pounds from when I started, and I got to eat real whole food. It wasn't shakes or bars. So it's one that you could stick with even when you accomplish your goals or if you want to further your goals. Ideal You's weight loss coaches work with you every step of the way. They want you to achieve your goals, and your coach is going to help you lose weight and help you keep it off. If you want to weigh less, go to IdealU.us. IdealU is a Michigan-based weight loss company that has helped thousands of people just like me and you to lose weight. In fact, over 90%, 9 out of 10 IdealU customers lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. So it's on the horizon. If you want to weigh less, go to IdealU.us. Sign up now, and you're also going to get a $200 Visa gift card. Start your new year right, lose weight, and get a $200 Visa gift card. Want to weigh less? Go to IdealU.us. Dan losing his voice. Wow.
He could use the 2 weeks.
Yeah. Come on, TJ. Can't step in and help him out there?
I try to shut my mic off in some big plays.
I should learn from that. Yeah.
I hate sometimes when you jump over a call and celebrate. But obviously last night we did it a few times. Obviously an exciting game.
We had a good time. Dan was great.
Dan's awesome, man. He's the best.
Yes. Mike, not shut off. Where's that
Mike
button?
On. Yes. Blast.
Hey, the division celebration is going to continue all day long. Carson Anderson coming up here in 10 minutes. It's also Black Monday in the NFL. Lions are involved in the sense that they got two coordinators that are going to be in
high demand.
High demand. Mm-hmm. Some of the news that's already come out today. Doug Peterson has been fired. Trent Baalke, though, will stay as the GM, which I don't understand. But
it's wild.
And that might make it less attractive for someone like a Ben Johnson.
Yeah, no doubt.
Who otherwise would be... very interesting candidate in Jacksonville, chance to resurrect Trevor Lawrence in a winnable division. Some of the other news, the Giants will not be firing their head coach or general manager.
Can I read the statement?
Yeah, please.
It's so gratifying. Now that the season is over, this is a statement by the New York Football Giants. We felt it necessary to make this statement. Joe Schoen and Brian Daboll will continue in their respective roles with the organization. As disappointing as the results of the season have been, Steve Tisch and I remain confident in the process that Joe and Brian have implemented and their vision for our team. We look forward to the future and achieving the results we all desire.
Yeah, it's the right call. You know, they showed some fight late in the season.
I can't.
You got to give them a chance,
wait.
You know, to get their own quarterback.
I can't wait. Now, I don't know when it'll hit between 2 and 6 today.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's still going to be a celebration going on of what we have going here in Detroit. But at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's got to sneak in there.
It's going to sneak
Happy
in there.
Happy for Mike and Big G. You know,
yeah.
Continuity is important in the NFL.
It started to turn around a little bit. They showed some fight. You know. Young
well,
guys
they showed
with some
fight in the preseason with, in
talent,
the practices with the Lions. Like, there was fights all the time.
I don't even question things anymore, man.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you wonder, like, why? How is this possible?
Adam Schefter also saying that the Jets, Bears, and Saints are all expected to request head coaching interviews with Aaron Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to understand why.
Surprise,
Saints make a lot of sense for him. Jets, too, where he played. Schefter also says the Bengals have fired their defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo. That's minutes ago. TJ, you had a note about the Titans. Brian Callahan has a press conference today, which should mean they're not firing him.
Yeah, which, I mean... Titans probably in a different spot. I mean, Callahan, first-year coach. I don't think they had a lot of high expectations this year, but
do you want to start over with the
number one?
Yeah. It sounds like he'll be safe down there in Tennessee. But Anarumo, we talked about Anarumo, man. He's, you know, this year, obviously, the Cincy defense didn't play up to their standard compared to where they were last couple of years, but don't even want to think about it yet. But if Aaron Glenn's going to take that next jump, obviously, you're going to have to replace him. Anarumo's a guy with kind of same style of defense, 4-3 physical, you know, attack you a little bit. Could be
somebody on the radar
for
somebody on the radar
a couple months down the road, but somebody to keep an eye on.
Do you expect they're going to lose both coordinators? Because the musical chairs are about to start today.
Not really, no. Like, I just, if last year anything told us, if anything told us about Ben Johnson, it's like he's going to be very picky and he's going to choose the perfect spot.
Is there
he doesn't have to leave. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously the Bears have a ton of talent, young quarterback.
But if they keep that GM.
That's what I'm saying. They've been very dysfunctional organization for a long time. And I just can't picture Ben Johnson going to a division rival either. You know, so no, I don't think it's a given that he will jump at any opportunity, because obviously we saw what happened last year, and I don't know what that perfect spot for him would be. I mean, at Jacksonville, you know, look, Trevor Lawrence, I think, has a ton of talent, right? And he's a good athletic quarterback, but
is bulky a guy that you can work with?
You mentioned, you know, keeping the GM, who's probably been a bigger issue than the coaches.
Doug Peterson, yeah.
So, no, I don't expect – I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Glenn gets some serious looks and maybe takes the leap, but do I expect them both to be gone? 50-50, you know? No, I don't expect it. I wouldn't be surprised if Ben Johnson stays around and says, man, I got a great over here.
Yeah. Coordinators are making more than they've ever made. Yeah. He's making a lot of money, and even if he doesn't leave, he's going to make more money next year than he does this year with the Lions.
Yeah.
And the success that he has had with Goff, with this offense, and he can see the fact that, hey, our offensive line, now we may need to make some upgrades, but the core of this offensive line is damn good. Yeah. It's young, and especially with Mahogany, the way that he played, like that in and of itself has to make you believe the fact that Jared Goff is in the prime of his career, and you get to continue to work with him. J-Mo, Amon-Ra St. Brown's locked up. Like, Laporta, young. Like, you have so many different weapons that he can play with.
Yeah.
I mean.
And I don't know for a fact, but it probably doesn't directly tie in. But I remember thinking last year, you know, a big storyline in the offseason was, oh, look at the ticket prices, man, they're like doubling. Would fans feel better if they felt like that money was going to Ben Johnson to keep one of the best offensive coordinators around?
Yeah.
We're going to have to give the guy a raise, right? If he's turning down head coaching jobs, right? We're going to have to, hey, let's keep rewarding him and keep him around. Would fans feel better if hey, we got to pay more, but hey, at least it's, you know, going to keep this guy around? I don't know. I mean, like, that probably doesn't directly go, you know, factor in that way, but that's how I would think of it. Like, hey, okay, we got to pay a little bit more, like ticket prices go up, but hey, Ben Johnson's getting raised, man. Like, hell yeah, we can buy Ben Johnson back, right? I don't know. It's just a way to kind of sugarcoat it, I guess.
Yeah.
Anybody else we're waiting on that you think will be fired or that you're curious about?
I'm curious what they're going to do in Vegas.
Yeah, me too. Feels like a very New England-esque
situation.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, they're going to have a high pick. I don't know if they'll be able to get their franchise quarterback or not. But if they do they want to start it off with a new coach? Pair them up. Somebody they can grow together.
Because what you don't want to do is draft a quarterback and then fire the coach a year in. And then he's learned verbiage.
A la Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. He's learned verbiage. He's learned one style. And then he's immediately, you know, yo-yoed to the other scheme and verbiage and all that stuff.
Could Miami be a sneaky one? I know they've announced they're bringing both back. Yeah, I mean, hasn't really accomplished much. What's McDaniel been there for?
What about Cincinnati? They're just going to fire the DC. I mean, they've missed the playoffs a couple years in a row now. I mean,
Cleveland. I mean,
they've announced Stefanski staying. I think.
I know he's a good play caller, but you know,
and they've got the number two pick.
Dallas, I mean, I guess that wouldn't be a firing because I think McCarthy's contract is up.
Some of the awkwardness of that, like Jerry wants guys who want to be there, but if you're not
messages.
Is McCarthy going to interview for other jobs? I mean, he kind of should if he doesn't have an offer from Dallas, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But then Jerry's going to go, oh, if you're not loyal. What a mess.